Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiao Lan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn something very important. Even if you don't say it, you have to learn how to recognize it when someone say that to you. We are going to learn how to say annoying in Chinese. We have a less than annoying person. We have a person who is not annoying at all.
Wow, this is quite the introduction.
With us.
Less than annoying, but like kind of frustrating.
No, we have a lovely person, Stephen Turban, with us. Oh. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Xiao Lan, 你好.
你好. Okay, Stephen, let me introduce you. He is a senior year in Harvard University. Yep. And he speaks fluent Chinese. He's the inspiration for many of us, including myself. So today we have a lovely Stephen to teach us something annoying.
I cannot. Quite the intro. Thank you, Shala. As always, as always, so flattering.
Okay, so annoying. As I said, even if we don't say that, we have to know when people say it to us.
True. This is an important word.
Right, it is. Okay, so the way to say that in Chinese, 讨厌.
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 Yeah, that's it. So 讨 is the third tone, 讨.
It's the third tone?
Third.
Really?
Yeah.
讨厌.
讨.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right, you just apply to that. 讨.
讨.
讨. And the character that means to ask, to beg.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, to ask. So 讨.
Oh, cool.
So when you say, okay, when you see a beggar on the street, and you can say 讨,
讨,
yeah, 讨起, 起 is to,
讨起.
Yeah, 讨 is to ask, and beg is the asking for favor. So asking for favor, the beggar on the street, 讨起, or 乞讨, yeah,
oh.
It's interchangeable, 讨起, 乞讨. I heard both in different places in different contexts. So 讨,
讨.
The second character for annoying, 厌,
厌.
Yen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the fourth tone, and we have to go down, and you can make it slightly longer if you wish. Yen.
Yen.
讨厌.
讨厌.
Yeah. 讨厌 together means annoying, but Yen is a very interesting character. In ancient time, that actually showed a person was very full, having the tummy sticking out, because the person just had a big dog meal.
They ate a dog.
Yeah. He ate a dog.
Wow.
And in this case, of course, later on, the character evolved into suppressing. And when I was doing the research, I was wondering, huh, why suppressing? Maybe the dog was the one being suppressed and then stuffed into the person's tummy.
I feel that.
Yeah, and then the character, now, this time it makes sense. It shows also means satisfaction.
Interesting, okay.
So over the thousands of years, character, the same character, of course, such a different way of being drawn because of the medium was different. Sometimes was on the brown and sometimes was on the bamboo and sometimes on the paper. So it's all sometimes been carved on the rock. So because of that, the fonts changed over the thousands of years, but the meanings also evolved along the way. So from a person got really full by eating a dog, and then later on been suppressing, ooh, wow, and then later on means that been satisfaction, and now that means annoying, dislike, and hate something. So everything here except for satisfaction, that all sounds very negative to me. So I would dislike a person who eats a dog because I'm a dog lover.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense.
So whatever helps you to remember the character.
You dog eater, you. Wow, okay.
Yeah, so dog eaters are annoying.
Dog eaters are annoying.
Yeah.
讨厌.
讨厌.
Oh, cool.
So that's how I remember 讨厌. That. 讨厌.
Very useful.
Very useful. And if you are really annoying, you want to say, oh, it's really, really, I'm really annoyed, then we say 好讨厌.
好讨厌.
So now it's important how you say it. For example, if you say, huh, the dog eaters are 好讨厌, and you really show your emotion, they are annoying, I don't like it. But then, of course, in the modern context, when young girls and young boys, they flirt with each other, they often say, oh, 好讨厌.
好讨厌.
Yeah.
And it's girls who say it more than guys, I feel.
It's a very girly word.
Yeah.
Yeah, and guys, when you say that, yeah. I'm not saying you can't say that, but then people will look at you thinking, why are you so girly?
讨厌. Yeah.
Yeah, 好讨厌.
好讨厌.
Yeah, and the way they say that, they tend to say that in a very flirtish way.
Yep.
Yeah. 好讨厌.
好讨厌.
Or sometimes say, oh, 太讨厌了.
太讨厌了.
Or 你好讨厌.
你好讨厌. I think that one is a very authentic. I've heard that.
Yeah, and then they like have the nasal sound. I don't know why they, when they say that, they often have the childish nasal
yeah,
sound.
Yeah, totally.
Like a high school girl.
你好讨厌.
That's it. Perfect.
Wow, perfect. I'm, yeah. I am ready to become a
high school girl.
High school girl in Taiwan. Yeah. Or China.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Perfect.
I think you are closer. You are closer to them than I am.
No, I think you've got it.
Okay, 你好讨厌.
你好讨厌.
Yeah, so when you hear that, especially in the popular soap operas, then that means these two.
Soap operas.
Yeah, that means these two are flirting rather than cool. They are really annoyed with each other.
Wow.
So 讨厌.
I like that.
Yeah, and then the opposite of 讨厌. Is you like something.
Okay.
喜欢.
喜欢.
Yeah, so 喜欢. But we really don't use that for flirtation context. Or, oh, 好喜欢. No, it's not interchangeable.
So they're not, you can't say 好喜欢.
好喜欢, man, it means you really like
really
it.
Really like it, but yeah. Not like someone is You're not 讨厌.
Yeah, you are okay. Not being sarcastic.
Okay, that makes sense.
So 讨厌 is a very useful word. You hear that all the time, and especially in the young culture, and especially on the internet culture.
Totally.
Yeah, you hear that all the time. So even if you don't think you might use it, it's useful to know
for sure
what people use.
For sure.
Okay, thank you, Stephen, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today we talk about something annoying, 讨厌. If it's really annoying, we say 好讨厌. Please don't forget to rate us and review us, share what you have learned, and go to our website, talk.chinesey.com. There's a lot more material, and you can save the words, you can listen to the recap, and download the worksheet if you are the Golden Chinesean. Until next time, 再见!
再见!